Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Came, we saw, he died.
Welcome to the debate of the century. A Lincoln Douglas debate it's not going to be. Let's put it to you that way. And you know Lester Holt's not going to ask her to explain what she meant by we came, we saw, he died. And how that led to the Arab Spring. And Mrs. Clinton, do you think this caused the massive refugee crisis that we are seeing in the world? No. Don't expect Lester Holt to ask that. Not at all. Now, here's the thing. Would you expect me to talk about a debate that hasn't yet occurred? How much of this can you take? Would you be watching with friends tonight? Are you having a debate party tonight? It's an interesting question because I'd like to poll the people as to what they're going to actually do tonight. I was thinking of having friends over, but since I have no friends, it'll be me, Teddy and I watching it with, and what kind of food are you going to have? I have the Hillary cocktail already pre-mixed for tonight's debate. It's been hard to get, but it's three parts Valium, one part Coumadin, one part Benzedrine, and one part Levodopa, six parts Rage. And for those of you on the other side of the aisle, I have the Trump cocktail ready. Six parts hubris, three parts testosterone, one part milk, mix well and take with a Trump meatloaf. Any other ideas for Hillary or Trump cocktails? The bias of Holt? Media bias in general? Let me begin with media bias in general. Now, there was a mall shooting in Seattle over the weekend, wasn't there? On Saturday, I believe. And who did the media say did it? A Hispanic. Remember some man, some piece of human trash, went in with an assault rifle into Macy's in Seattle and executed four girls in dressing rooms. And right away, the vermin in the media, to show you the bias, because you've got to understand what's coming tonight. I'm setting it up. The vermin in the media said he was Hispanic. Hispanic male. Be on the lookout for an Hispanic male. Well, it turns out he was a Muslim from Turkey and an immigrant at that. How do you like that? Did you see any of the vermin in the media report that the massacre was done by an immigrant, more specifically a Muslim immigrant? Of course not. And you think you're going to get a fair debate tonight? Are you joking? The whole thing is a setup from the get-go. Trump is the underdog. Even though they're neck and neck right now, he is by far and away the underdog. When you factor in all the elements of this thing, when you factor in the media bias, which will, I don't have to prove it to you over and over again, it's a given. Just the thing about the Hispanic who was not a Hispanic. And by the way, on that issue, we haven't heard for one demand of a retraction from the Telemundo. Did Telemundo, who shoots their mouth off every other day about Trump, say one word that you owe us an apology saying the murderer was Hispanic? Not one word from Telemundo, the biased media. There wasn't one word from the Hispanic Congressional Caucus to show you how fair-minded they are. Okay, so what am I telling you this for? For two reasons. So you know there was another terrorist attack in America by another Muslim, another failure by Jay Johnson and Barack Obama, and not a peep out of the media. So you expect a fair debate tonight? 100 million viewers. Can you believe this? 100 million viewers. Now, first of all, let's start from the top. The time of the debate is very late on the East Coast, 9 o'clock. Most people who work for a living, I will tell you, are not going to clubs till 4 in the morning. They are going to sleep at 9 o'clock at night. 9:30, boom, lights out. They get up 5:30, schlep into work, and work all day. Those are the people who pay the salaries of the rest of the people in the country who support Obama. Very, very late. Media bias exists just in the timing of the debates. So you ask me, where's media bias? Just in the timing, you have already a bias. That's number two. A Lincoln-Douglas debate, it's not going to be. I don't think we're going to hear any, a divided nation cannot stand. Okay? You're not hearing that. Now, there is a slight comparison to the Lincoln-Douglas debate in one regard, which is that Stephen Douglas was nicknamed the Little Giant because he was 5'4" in height. That's an interesting point of view. And Lincoln was a tall guy. He was a foot taller, about 6'5". So Lincoln was 6'5", Douglas was 5'4". It's very similar in the height disadvantage that Hillary has. And as I said on Friday, Trump really should give a couple of points back because he does have, not white privilege, because they're both white, but he does have height privilege. And I have to note that again. And a lot of people are not even going to watch it. Guess what they're going to watch? The moronic shows on network television. That's all. But many of you are having parties tonight. And I will talk about the debate today. I opened with a little foolish commentary about this. But the thing is media bias in general. How a Muslim terrorist became Hispanic with no objection from Telemundo or the Hispanic Congressional Caucus does not at all surprise me, given that they're all biased. Not at all. Now, I want to say this. I am not diagnosing Mrs. Clinton's illness, but medical doctors have suggested her symptoms resemble those of someone suffering from Parkinson's. In this hour, I will give you some of the side effects known to occur from one of the major drugs used to treat the serious illness. And I want to remind you of something else. I will not mock her because of her illness or her side effects, but I believe that we, the American people, have an obligation to demand that we know what serious illness any candidate may be suffering from. You're asking somebody to be in office for 4 to 8 years who could get sick on the job or die on the job. And I think we have an obligation to demand a complete exposure of her medical records. Again, I want to reiterate, my mother had Parkinson's in the last years of her life. It is not anything that I would ever mock in any way, but I will give you some of the side effects from some of the medications that people take. And it may explain to you the fall, the wandering eye, the fits of rage. It may explain a lot of that because you're not going to believe what I've discovered. And that's the opening to the program, but there's a lot more that's coming. Many of you will be watching. 49% of Americans say presidential debate will not influence their final decision. Did you hear this? According to a new flash poll conducted by Pollfish, a real-time mobile survey platform, pre-debate opinions are more intense than ever in the lead-up to this historical election. To some Americans, normal TV and Monday Night Football trumps the debate. Can you believe this? Yeah, of course! The Obama voters. Of course they're going to watch Monday Night Football. The welfare checks are coming, what, in 4 days? It's already the 26th of the month. The meds arrived early in order to get them ready to not watch the debate. And most Americans, according to this poll, think that Trump will come out swinging. And that's an interesting one, because I don't think he's going to come out swinging. Most Americans think Hillary will win or triumph at the debate, by the way. I don't know why she should be eliminated in the first round. If we just talk about terrorism as one of the topics, how can anyone say her policy stance is positive when she is the one who caused all of the meltdown in the Middle East through her Arab Spring policy, which she owns? And I would recommend that Trump not wait for the end of the debate for that one. I would say, if I were his advisor, don't be aggressive in the sense of angry and loud. Don't be, really strong on it, but don't let it go. Be like a bulldog and ask a point blank, no matter what they ask you, no matter what Lester Dolt says, no matter what she says, and it's your turn, before anyone says anything to you, here's what I would do. If I were there, right off the bat, I would say, Mrs. Clinton, do you take any responsibility for the meltdown in the Middle East as a result of your Arab Spring policies? And when they start to object and ring bells and hammer down and say, and also for the death of Muhammad Gaddafi, which caused the meltdown of Libya when he warned us that if you executed him, you would have chaos as you do in Somalia. Do you take any responsibility for that bang, 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 hammer, 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 and he wins the debate? That's a first round knockout. Let me tell you something, what that is. That is called a cage fight and knocking the opponent out in the first 30 seconds. That's rushing across the canvas and striking a blow that the opponent doesn't get up from. And I've watched enough fights in all spheres to tell you that no matter how skilled the other opponent is, if you hit them with an unexpected blow from an unexpected angle, you're going to win that fight. So if you go along with the rules, you're dead. The rules are set up for one reason only. That's to constrain Trump and to let her prevail. My friends. So, having said all of that, after I told you I won't say anything about the debate, you can see that we have a lot to talk about. I think for a little fun, play some of the cappuccino right now. And the reason is I needed the blood to come to my head. Gonna sit in a chair and pontificate. Come January, when the cameras go on, wait till you see what goes on in my studio before a show. Yep. So, my friends, here we go. Here we go. The debate of the century where, shall we say, it's much ado about nothing, and yet it may determine the course of human history. Because as I've said to you many times before, we are one election away from losing everything. If this monster wins, you fill in the blank. If this monster wins, this country will lose its First Amendment. God knows what will happen to the second, third, and fourth. We know what she will do because she's told us that she will go after the First Amendment. She has said she wants to introduce the so-called fairness doctrine, which, by the way, would target men like Michael Savage and silence me because they cannot take the truth. The last thing a despot wants is anyone challenging them with the truth. We are one election away from losing everything. America has become a third world nation of terror. Check. Riots, check. Mobs, check. Chaos, check. Under Barack Hussein Obama, who has trampled our Constitution, whose progressive policies and open borders have poisoned America, his scorched earth policies are destroying this nation. Now, I've told you this before, and I'm going to tell it to you again, and I will be back to take your calls about the debate right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was talking today about the fix being in about tonight's debate. I spent 1 hour proving to you beyond a reasonable doubt, I believe I did, that the fix is in advance. I told you about media bias. I exhibited the fact that the mall shooter on Saturday, who shot four women in cold blood, was declared to be an Hispanic when in fact he turned out to be a Muslim immigrant. There were no apologies from the rats and vermin in the media. I then went on to talk about tonight's debate and the moderator. I learned at the end of the first hour that a coup has been conducted on my largest affiliate. In fact, one of the jerks, a former McDonald's manager, the other a communist lawyer, was gloating on air saying that they conducted a coup at WABC by knocking me off the air on this all-important day. I am Michael Savage. I am one of the most important voices in the conservative movement and have been for 22 years. And I will say once again, I am outraged by this maneuver on the part of the company that makes a fortune off my talent, and I will not tolerate it. And if those of you who are listening to this program are as equally upset by this coup as stated by one of these McDonald's managers or communists who they're using instead of me, Michael Savage, I suggest you send an email to the management team at WABC and to Cumulus. Now, that's all I'm going to say in this matter at this point. Further than this, you'll hear more about it in the media because I'm not taking this standing down. In fact, if it keeps up, you won't be hearing from me anymore because there's only so much I'm going to take. There's only so much crap and garbage I will take from the very people who are destroying this country. You think there's no media bias? You just heard about media bias. You heard media bias that exceeds all the media bias you're going to see tonight. My most important affiliate in New York City, where I am number one in ratings by a landmile, especially from these two clowns. Take a look at their ratings and compare them to mine. Ask yourself what rational program director would replace two clowns with low ratings by the highest rated show on the station unless the program director himself is behind the bias. And I'm saying it like it is. I don't give a damn anymore. I'm not taking this. I don't even know if I can continue this show. I'm so upset. I canceled the trip that was scheduled for tomorrow. My family is flying to New York City. All the plans were made, and I said to the network, I cannot go tomorrow because my audience expects me to be on the air tomorrow to talk about tonight's debate. I canceled that trip with my family to the East Coast for my audience, and this is what I got in return. Two people gloating that a coup was conducted on WABC. I said all I'm going to say right now. The phone number here is 855-407-282. If you want to talk about any of this, you can do so. If ever there was an example of media bias, ever, it's right now. I started last hour by saying the fix is in. I gave you an example of what they did to Mittens Romney. I talked about the moderator and why they picked this backbencher. And then I talked about the side effects of one of the major drugs for Parkinson's. My mother had Parkinson's, and it's no joke. I talked about the side effects of levodopa. I doubt whether the man who wears a red beret who managed the McDonald's even knows what I'm talking about. I doubt very much whether the communist lawyer who is way past his prime knows anything about medications and their side effects and what they may be playing in this important election. But I think you now know the rest of the story and why I was preempted on my number one affiliate. I'll take some calls on other stuff. I don't even want to talk about this. Bill on WJR, go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Savage. Pleasure to speak with you.
Well, go on, make your point quickly.
My father had Parkinson's, and it's a brutal, vicious disease. I pray for all those that have it. But the thing that I noted as Hillary is moving forward is the short step, the freezing, the hand to the chest.
Did your father take levodopa? What drug was he on?
Yes, he did. And I'll tell you what, Levodopa is a great drug to control it, but it'll only take you so far. And then
right, and there are rebound effects. There are also instances where levodopa does not work. It goes on and off, and that's why I brought up the levodopa. Thank you very much for the call. KLIF, Dallas, Texas. Bill, go ahead, please. Line 5, you're on the Savage Nation.
Yes, Dr. Savage, long-time listener. I will send an email, and I have a daughter with epilepsy. When I watched Hillary on that day, her falling, everything exhibited, everything I'd see in my daughter when she'd have a grand mal seizure. So I think these 3 days off are not a coincidence. She's sick. She, who needs, the polls are so close, why would she take 3 days off?
So what do you think?
She's sick. She's very sick. And I think that she's, like you said, she's a power-hungry, you know, she wants to rule the world. So she'll do anything. I'm sure she's taking, you know, she's got good doctor care, but she's sick and someone should, you know, she should be pulled aside.
Well, are you afraid that she will get sick in office and this clown Tim Kaine will take over? The guy who looks like Freddy Krueger in Nightmare on Elm Street?
Absolutely.
Do you know that Tim Kaine, do you know that Tim Kaine is further to the left, if you can believe it, than is Hillary Clinton? Do you know that he comes from an extremely Sandinista-like background? He's very much like Mayor de Blasio in New York City.
I've been listening to you like 18 years. I grew up in South America, and so all of this is just, you know, I can't believe just what's going on with our country. We're becoming one of these third world countries, and it's getting worse.
Yeah. Well, I take it that you've read Scorched Earth. If not, I'm sending you a copy, because it's a book that must be read by everyone considering who to vote for. They don't even know what Obama has done and is doing to this country. I can give you many examples that are in the book, but he did something Friday that was even more astonishing than what he did in the past. And stay on the line. We're going to send you that book. I haven't explained this. It'll take me a minute or less. I'm a little upset right now, so it's hard for me to focus 100%. When my blood gets up, I get very angry. When I get angry, I lose certain, let us say, focus abilities of focus, and I don't like that feeling. So maybe I'll think about what Obama did a little more carefully, because right now it sort of has escaped my mind. That's what they just did to me at WABC. By the way, they didn't even notify me in advance. I want to show you what I live with. I want to show you the way I live, and I want to show you the kind of odds I face every day. If you think this is easy, when you're being undermined by the very people who make millions of dollars from your talent, you are mistaken. And I may be prohibited from giving you the main phone number to WABC, but you can go to my Facebook account, and someone might just post it. Okay? On Saturday, there was a mall shooting. This is a little different. I'll repeat it again. The reports from the vermin in the media were that it was an Hispanic male. Be on the lookout for an Hispanic male, Hispanic male, Hispanic male, Hispanic male, Hispanic male, Hispanic male. Well, they caught him on Sunday, and he was a Muslim immigrant. Another terror attack right under our nose, conducted by Barack Obama's indifference, conducted as a result of his incompetence and indifference and the idiots that he's hired, like the schmuck who runs DHS. I'm besides myself how a man could keep his job with one terrorist attack after another. I don't understand how Congress doesn't do anything. I'm reporting this to you. It's true, 100% true. Do you understand why some of the liberals in my own network don't want you to hear what I am saying in the biggest market that I have, and why they will try to preempt me tomorrow in the biggest market that I have, replacing me with a clown with a red beret who worked at McDonald's, who has no education whatsoever, and another one who's an absolute communist from the get-go, in my estimation, worked for William Kunstler, if you can believe that, the worst lawyer in the history of America. That's who they're replacing me with on a day like this? Why am I telling you this? Because I'm outraged, number one, and number two, it shows that I'm 1,000% right when I tell you about the media bias. It's starting with me. It is starting with Michael Savage. I want to talk tonight with you about the debate itself as soon as I compose myself, which will be in a few minutes when I return.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Now, this is a very, very important point that I'm going to make, and I'm going to make it again. I was talking about media bias in the first hour. I told you that the game is stacked against Trump. I told you that virtually everybody in the media is a liberal. Nobody notified me in advance. They sneakily preempted my show on my largest affiliate, where, by the way, I have the highest ratings on the station, and the two clowns they put in, without telling me, have extremely low ratings, by the way. Now, if they want to put a McDonald's manager who wears a red beret on and a communist lawyer, in my estimation, who worked with William Kunstler, one of the worst leftists in the history of America, that is their prerogative during hours that I am not on. Do you know that they're not even talking about debate right now? They're talking about Syria. These two clowns are talking about Syria. So for them to say they're doing it because it's debate talk is a lie. It is a lie, lie, lie. And I'm going to make a statement right now. If they do this to me again tomorrow, and they did it to me, by the way, without any notice, make a note of this because you may not hear me tomorrow or ever again. I want you to understand the kind of duress I'm under. After achieving so much and winning the Radio Hall of Fame Award and knocking a bestseller out of the park, if this is the best that Westwood One and Cumulus Media can do to me, and they do it to me again tomorrow, I will not be on the air on Wednesday. You will not hear from me. I can guarantee you that I will not be on this program again. Let the chips fall where they may. I will not live like this. I don't need the money, and I don't need the pain. And I don't need to be undermined by people who live off me. How's that? Does that make any sense to you? How do you feel about them preempting me without notice? I could see them going to a news show, an all-news show.
Suggestion that anybody in my team, whether Secretary of State, our UN ambassador, anybody on my team would play politics or mislead when we've lost four of our own, Governor, is offensive. That's not what we do. That's not what I do as president. That's not what I do as commander-in-chief.
Governor, if you want to reply,
I think it's interesting. The president just said something, which is that on the day after the attack, he went to the Rose Garden and said that this was an act of terror.
We're back on the air. Apparently, there was a glitch. We think there was a technical glitch. I kind of doubt it. I was taken off the air, or there was a glitch. Let's put it to you that way. So if you want to know if there's media bias tonight, you don't have to look any further than this show. 100 million viewers, and on the eve of the most important debate in history, bigger than the Lincoln-Douglas debates, they take off a man like me, who has just won the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, and replaced me with a man who worked at McDonald's, and another man who worked for a communist lawyer named William Kunstler. This is sabotage. Do you understand what sabotage is? Bill on WMAL, are we back on the air? Bill, fire away.
Good afternoon, sir. I just want to let you know that I have a 17-year-old son who is attending an Air Force college prep school right now. And this past year, he has become extremely interested in politics because of you. And I turn him on to you. And as we're listening to your show, he's sending me text messages saying, why is the man that you turned me on to, who is the voice of reason, rationale, and common sense, saying he's throwing it in? He's asking me why you're going to give up, because they are bringing the fight to you. I need you to stay committed. I need you to stay focused, not just for my generation, Generation X, but for my son's generation and the generations that follow.
Let me ask you something. If you worked with a syndicator who made a lot of money from your talent and you were the number one personality on the biggest affiliate in their entire network, and they replaced you without notice, no advance notice, no discussion, with two low-rated clowns, what would you do?
That, I don't know that type of situation because that's not my profession. But the people that are following you shouldn't suffer because of their arrogance and blatant ignorance. They're not, they might suffer financially because you might pull your radio show, but you can't just drop everything all together. We suffer. We, the people who listen to you and think of you as this iconic beacon, as the voice of reason.
All right, my friend, I'm sending you scorched earth for your son. It's also going to interfere with the spread of the message in scorched earth. If ever you wanted to know about bias against conservatives, especially Michael Savage, you got it today. On WABC, I'm the number one show by a large margin, especially when compared with the two geniuses that are on in my place right now. Go look up the numbers. You'll see that I beat them by a land mile. A land mile, and then some.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're having a lot of difficulties right now. We don't know whether it is, let us say, an electronic quirk. We do not know if there is tampering going on with my program. The only thing we know for sure is that without any notice whatsoever, not so much as an email to my producer before the show, did my syndicator send a note saying they were preempting me today with two very distinguished talk show hosts who have very low ratings. One managed a McDonald's stand, and the other one worked for William Kunstler, the most leftist lawyer in the history of America. I understand they just called Trump an egomaniac in my airtime, during my airtime on WABC. Now, I got to say to you again, I started the show by talking about tonight's debate, the fix is in. I laid out a very careful case for this, explaining to you how they did it to Mitt Romney with Candy Crowley. I explained how they picked Lester Holt and why, and what was this for. I had no idea that this would come home to me. I had no idea that behind my back, the people who make millions of dollars a year off my talent and your listenership would do a thing like this to me. Now, if my ratings were marginal or low on WABC, there might be an argument. And if these guys had high ratings and they were very intelligent. The fact is that the Savage Nation with Michael Savage on New York's WABC has an astonishing, huge lead over everybody on that station, both in 12-plus and in 25-54 numbers. And the sad truth is that the two geniuses that they put on in a 25-54 ratings, I can't give you the exact numbers, have about 40% fewer listeners than I do. And the same number is about the same when it comes to 12-plus, meaning 12 and older, who listen to the Savage Nation. I can't give you the numbers. Again, I think I am prohibited. But my numbers are at least almost double these clowns. So the only reason they preempted me is to prevent me from talking about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, in my estimation. That shows you the bias of the program director and the people I'm working with. You don't know anything about any of the fights I've had over the last 2 years, nor what I had to go through to renew this contract. You have no idea what forces there are aligned against the truth in every sphere of the media. But I think today, those of you who are listening, understand very clearly, if perhaps for the first time, that the fairness doctrine is already in operation on WABC in New York. Jerry on WJR. Welcome to the program, Jerry. What's on your mind?
They suppressed your freedom of speech because you got too close to telling the truth about Hillary's health. They do not want that out there. That's what they do in a banana republic. That's all.
Yeah, I don't think that the man who worked at McDonald's is talking about the side effects of levodopa, do you?
Of course not. You're the only one talking about the subject matter today, because I listen to other shows, and they're all like parrots.
Well, you know, there's another factor here. Scorched Earth, Restoring the Country After Obama, appeared on the New York Times list last week for the first time as number four when it was really number two. Do you have any idea what this is going to do to the dissemination of this message about restoring? Just always liked that period. That I even liked the art of that period. All of the impressionists were painting around then. I mean, through a certainly 30 years and more beyond that, but that's about when it began, if my Ought 101 memory, you know, is still operational. You know, one of my hobbies is boating. And you know what I have in my hand? I'm like a kid in a toy shop now. I used to buy, you know, I bought cups, old Navy cups, from a guy up in Seattle. Like cups and saucers from a captain's ship. Plates, and they're like brand new. I don't know how he got them. Oh, they're beautiful. They're costly. I love the heavy china. I can't wait to have a cup. You ever have a coffee in a Navy cup? Heavy cups of a certain type. They're not made of melanine, I'll tell you that right now. It says lead-free, but they're not melanine. These were not made in China. These were made for the U.S. Navy when they were still made in America. You know what I mean, before Clinton took power. Before you can't even find a cup anymore in a store not made somewhere else. Heavy, you hear? You hear that? Just the sound of it. I feel like I'm Admiral Rickover holding. No, I can't explain it. Every time I go on my boat, it's cold. I want to have a cup of coffee. It's the first thing I want. Even if I had one at home. Now I have a cup, finally, to do it with. There is something about a cup of coffee on a boat, particularly wet and cold out here. It's horrible. It's like a nightmare. It's like Noah's Ark. It's like 40 days and 40 nights without let up. I can't stand the weather. The only reason I'm mentioning it, which is a no-no in talk radio, because, you know, like it's national, and you shouldn't tell them what your local, what time is, or weather, because there's so many zones and weather. Because I'll tell you why, although San Francisco is backwards in every other way, socially, we're just the anus of the empire out here, in terms of social disorder. But in so many other ways, what happens here first will hit you next. So get ready for the storms that are coming. We've had day after day after day. I mean, rain like you can't believe. And so it's going into the Midwest, and it'll hit the East Coast in 3 days. So get ready for another wonderful series of blizzards. I never saw it like this. It must be global freezing. How do you like it? I did remember it was like this once before. But I've lived in the islands, in Samoa once. And you ever read the book Rain by Somerset Maugham? Well, I lived through Rain by Somerset Maugham. When the children were very young and I was collecting plants in Fiji, we were in a little house in Suva with a tin roof. You cannot believe what it's like to live under a rainstorm in the tropics that doesn't let up for 20 or 30 days in a row. It can really get on your nerves. It can really make you want to listen to Jim Morrison and take him literally. You know, I'm telling you, there's just nowhere to go with it. Play Jim Morrison for a minute on the Savage Nation. Yeah. It's time to listen to Jim Morrison. We realize that the DDT and other toxic chemicals, probably PVC, did hurt you neurologically. There's no question. That's where the tremors come from. And the bizarre statements that you make on television. It's only a matter of time until Daddy GE dumps you. Very soon, Daddy GE is going to just send you a... You're going to come to work one day, sir, and they're not going to let you in the building. There's going to be a cardboard box waiting for you outside of the MSNBC building. In it, you will find the remnants of your once glorious past. All of it will be behind you. And then, of course, you'll try talk radio, but Air America is gone. So what's left for you? That's why I say, sir, it's time to listen to Jim Morrison and take him literally. All right, I'm having too much fun, and I keep admitting it. On MichaelSavage.com, you can see all the important stories, and you can keep contributing to Lieutenant Behenna, or please send the poor guy a letter. That's the least you can do. I'm thinking of organizing a group to go down and visit him. I had a lot of red wine later. Can I tell you something about red wine? The night before I went to a restaurant, I ordered some red wine from Italy. Horrible. I had one sip. One sip, I already felt a backhead headache. I sent it. I said, sorry, I don't want it. I pulled out a bottle of, it was Chianti. I had it in one of my locations from 2000. Now, Chianti is a Sauvignon, Sangiovese grape, number one. Many people get headaches from Chianti wine, and I know about the whole tyrosine issue. I wrote about it in 1983. So you should understand a lot of it is not exactly true, and the tyrosine levels go down in time. I had a bottle of, what was the name of the brand? I shouldn't even give it, but it was a Ducale. You know what it was, gold label, 2000 Oro. And all of the rough, you know, taste went out of the wine. I was able to drink like a half a bottle, no headache. I woke up feeling like there was velvet between my joints. It was amazing. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
Gentlemen, this is the Savage Nation. We are having difficulties with today's program. Not only have I been sabotaged in the largest market that I have, it's clear sabotage because the two geniuses that they're using to fill in for me who have ratings that are about 40% lower than mine are gloating on the air that they've conducted a coup against Savage right on the air. Did you hear what I just said? Write it down because you may not hear much more of the show. The two people they put on who are supposed to be better than me have ratings that are 40% lower than mine, but in addition to that, they're gloating on the air that they've conducted a coup against me. They're also attacking Donald Trump, calling him every name under the sun. They're also, which is interesting to me, is I spent 30 minutes talking about Hillary's health problems. I read you every fact about it. I then read you the pharmacology of levodopa, which is the main drug for Parkinson's, and right in the middle of that discussion of levodopa and its side effects, I was cut off across the country. Now, I don't know how much longer this is going to hold up right now in the studio in which I'm broadcasting from. Robert, are we still on the air right now? I'm telling you the truth, I don't even know. Yes, we think we're broadcasting. We don't really know. If it occurs again between now and the end of the hour, I will go to another secret location, which is only minutes away. I keep three studios within a two-mile radius, specifically to avert, let us say, to go around these possibilities. But I've been sabotaged today, in my opinion, straight up front. And you want to know about media bias? If you've been a lifetime or long-term listener to this show, now look, I'm not an ordinary talk show host, just another one of the pack. I was just nominated to the National Radio Hall of Fame. I beat a very serious contender who has a big television show and a big radio show, and because of my loyal listenership, which is smaller than his, it was by nomination based upon listeners, I beat him. I published a book 2 weeks ago called Scorched Earth, Restoring the Country After Obama. Despite the fact that I've been blacked out on every media channel with the exception of, let us say, a few, Newsmax had me on, Alex Jones had me on, Laura Ingraham had me on. Other than that, blackout. No Fox News appearances, zero. The book became a bestseller last week. They rated it in the New York Times as number four when, in fact, it beat the next two books. It's really number two. Again, think about it. Think about the forces that are aligned against Donald Trump for this one election. One election that will decide the fate of America and the world. And think about who they've just done this to me with. A guy, a lawyer now, who worked for William Kunstler, one of the lowest forms of humanity ever seen on the planet. He is now filling in, replacing me on my number one affiliate without notice, boasting that they performed a coup against Michael Savage. That means a coup against Donald Trump. That means that the liberal program director has performed a coup, in my estimation, in favor of his candidate on the Democratic side, which again goes to show you the media bias that I and everyone else are facing. But it's funny to me that I've been picked to be the example here. Is it interesting to me? I can talk about media bias in general and bring up previous debates and show you media bias, as I've done again over and over, the same thing. Saturday, a mall shooting in Seattle. A male goes in and shoots four women in cold blood with a rifle. They describe him as an Hispanic for two straight days. He is caught. He is a Muslim, an immigrant, and none of the vermin in the media report that he's a Muslim immigrant. That, to me, was the signature example of media bias before this great debate tonight. Now I wake up and I find out that God has chosen me to be, again, in the eye of the storm. I didn't ask for this. I did not ask for this. The stress of doing a rational show 3 hours a day is enough for me. I did not ask to be chosen for this, but I have been chosen for this role, and there's nothing I can say about it other than what I've said. I just don't think you understand what they're doing to me. I don't think you understand what it's like to do a show every day and give it your heart and soul and bring your most or your best intelligence to it every day. I live, eat, and breathe this program. My ratings on that station beat everybody. They can say anything they want. The ratings don't lie. And yet, behind my back, think about this. I want you to think very carefully about this. They didn't even notify my producer or me about this at all. We learned about it during the show. Don't you think a syndicator or a station would notify a host that they're going to take him off the air on the most important, a day of the most important debate in history? Why wouldn't they notify me? I'll let you figure that one out. And why would they put two clowns on who have very low ratings, who are gloating on air that they've conducted a coup, unless in fact they've conducted a coup? Now, why would my largest affiliate in New York City conduct a coup? I'll let you think about it. It's very simple to figure out. It goes back to my primary point, which is tonight's debate, the fix is in. That's how I started the show. And I brought up the debates that Obama had with Mitt Romney in 2012. Remember in the first debate, he beat Obama. Obama looked like a child about to cry. Well, then they brought in that thing from the creature from the Black Lagoon, Candy Crowley. They brought her in. And then when Romney brought up the then recent terror attack on September 11 that killed the U.S. ambassador and three other souls, Obama lost it. He was beside himself when Mitt Romney pointed out that the president and Hillary had for that matter, blamed a video for 2 weeks instead of saying it was an act of Muslim terror. Candy Crowley, the plant, then stood up and said he did in fact call it an act of terror. Crowley stood up and said he did in fact call it an act of terror. Right after the attacks, to which Obama asked her to say it again. Do you hear what I just said? That threw Romney off his game, and it cost him the presidency. Never mind the fact that Hillary was found to be a liar. Now, fast forward to tonight as the government media complex gives us Lester Holt to moderate the debate between Trump and Clinton. This will be the biggest debate ever seen, far bigger than anything in American, perhaps in human history. Why did they select a backbencher named Lester Holt? Why? I mean, he's a nice enough guy, he's got a decent voice, but he's a backbencher. He's a second or third string player on the Never Watched MSNBC, and then suddenly, he's put into the lead on NBC. And suddenly now, he is a moderator tonight. I'll let you figure out why he's a moderator tonight and what they're doing. And again, I want to go back to something I did in the last hour. My mother, may she rest in peace, suffered from Parkinson's in her last 10 years. It's not a joke. But I read you some of the side effects of levodopa. And then I was cut off the air. And the side effects are very serious. They match one of the candidates. Falling blood pressure upon standing. Did you hear this? Confusion and dizziness. Well, there's so much more that I've got to get into. There's another form of levodopa that causes impulse control disorders. Now you know why I was taken off the air.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, plan to sleep all day.
You know, when God called Moses, Moses said, please don't pick me. He said, I have a speech impediment. I'm old. I don't feel good. I don't want to lead the people. God said, that's why I chose you, because you're imperfect. I never forgot that. And I don't forget it today. What happened to me on the air today was a result of forces, let us say, greater than I. Now, you can argue it many different ways and say, well, no, it's not as big as you're making it. You're being overly dramatic. I was sabotaged on the air, and it was done strictly to destroy my support and your support for Donald Trump, in plain English. I spent almost 1 hour talking about tonight's debate and how the fix was in. I had wonderful sound prepared by the two great guys that worked for me, Robert Borowski and Jim Verde. And I'll play some of it in this hour. I then, in the third or fourth segment of hour one, was talking about the side effects of people with Parkinson's who take levodopa. And I said to you, I'm not mocking Hillary if she has it, but my mother had it. It's a very serious illness. And I talked about the side effects right in the middle of my discussion of the side effects of levodopa, which include falling blood pressure upon standing, confusion, dizziness. And then when I said extended-release capsules of levodopa can produce impulse control disorders, my show was banged off the air. Now, you might say, well, they're replacing you because the two guys they put on are at from ABC, or even though their ratings are low and they're not that intelligent, they have a lot to add to the discussion. But instead, they weren't even talking about the debate at points. They were talking about anything to fill up airtimes before the debate. And they were laughing and gloating about the fact that I was taken off the air, and they said it was a coup. Those are their own words. They called taking me off the air on WABC. For those of you listening across America, I want you to understand this is a major example of media bias. They're calling it a coup. The people they put on in my place are not talking about the debate. They're talking about gloating over the fact that they took Michael Savage off the air. They're jealous of me. They don't have anywhere near my ratings. Whatever the reason is, it's all about who wins the election. They're both in the pocket of Hillary, and they admit it. And they're gloating over the fact that they conducted a coup along with the help of the genius who runs the station. So that became a story unto itself. But I have some sound I wanted to play, and I'm going to play it for you, showing Lester Holt in the past. No one's done this yet. My guys put together a montage of Lester Holt questioning Hillary Clinton back in January of 2016 with softball questions, which I thought you'd love. I then had a debate flashback of CNN's Candy Crowley injecting herself into a debate, derailing Romney's argument. I was going to play that for you, but I was preempted and thrown off the air. It's odd that it comes to me that they would do this to me after all we have been through, myself and the corporation together, and that I earned them so much money, and that just last week Scorched Earth hit the New York Times bestseller list. They listed it at 4, but as I told you, the numbers are higher. It's really number 2. But the book itself says Restoring the Country After Obama. The book says, are we one bad election away from losing everything? The book says, can the nation recover from Obama's Scorched Earth policies? Scorched Earth says progressive policies and open borders have poisoned America. It says our Constitution has been trampled on by a divisive president. It says America is a third world nation of terror, riots, mobs, and chaos. Do you think it's possible that they don't want that book on the list next week? And that by knocking the show off the air on this most important of days, fewer people will buy the book and boost it so that it's still in the top 5 or top 10, so the message on the New York Times list itself gets out to so many people around the world? Do you think so? Do you think that they're offended by the fact that I am the only one in the media who's making an issue with the fact that the mass murderer in Seattle, who was alleged to be a Hispanic for 2 days straight by the vermin in the media, the same vermin who will be running you your news tonight, the same vermin who called him an Hispanic, did not report to any extent that I know of that he was captured on Sunday and he was a Muslim immigrant. And so when I tell you that there are strange things happening in America and I'm on the front lines of it, I'm not doing it for dramatic effect. Sometimes you're called in ways that you don't want to be called. And here I am. I got to tell you something. I'd be lying to you if I didn't tell you my heart was pounding faster than it should be. I would be lying to you if I didn't tell you that I'm very angry and that it's hard for me to concentrate and focus when I'm angry. In fact, one of the greatest tricks of doing great talk radio is to go into that ring with your mind clear and your pulse really, really under control and moderate yourself from the beginning to the end. If I didn't know how to do that, if I didn't have any biofeedback, which I do, I don't sit in front of a machine and go, ohm, let me tell you that. But I pace myself every day to do this show. I bring my entire life to this show. And for that man to have done this to me without knowledge in advance and to cause these feelings in me is something I will not forget soon. And now I will take your calls on the Savage Nation. Alice on KSFO Line 3, assuming we're still on the air, welcome to the program.
Michael.
Alice, yes, go ahead. Go.
Yeah, Michael, I'm crying driving down the freeway. I work as a surgical assistant with a surgeon, an oncologist that loves Donald Trump. He's from China. He said everything he says about China is true. And he sends money to him. And I've been backtracking. I've been following you since your initial days on KGL as a fill-in. And I said, who is this man? I'm 58 years old, conservative woman in the Bay Area, and I've been following you everywhere ever since. And it's just the implications of this. I'm just shaking. I'm shaking with what...
Well, I told you that if Hillary wins, there will be censorship of talk radio and other aspects of the media. Everyone knows that. We know that she's a monster. She does not believe in freedom of speech. She has an enemies list. I'm on it. She has a people behind her are some of the worst people in American history, maybe human history, who will not stop at anything to destroy their enemies. I think that America just got a taste of what's coming tonight on the Savage Nation. So I'm not going to say any more right now. I just said it, and I'm deeply disturbed by what was done to me. You know, I got to tell you something. If they had sent me an email this morning and said, Dr. Savage, look, here's the reason why. I hope you'll understand. We don't mean to disrespect you. Please, we'll make it up. Nothing. Oh, no. No, no, no. They didn't even notify my producers in Dallas. They just took me off the air, replacing me not with a news team, but with a man who worked at McDonald's who wears a red beret too many years after his prime, and another guy who worked for the worst lawyer in American history, a communist lawyer named William Kunstler, who are sitting on the air gloating that there's been a coup conducted by getting me off the air today. Okay? Well, you're watching it. It's that simple. Nick on WLOB. Nick, welcome to the program. You're on the air.
How are you? Thank you very much for taking my call. And I know you're upset and everything like that, but honestly, sir, you have not a lot to worry about because you have the truth in you, and the truth will prevail 100%. You have all your listeners to have your back, and just ride it out, sir. And
let me say this, Nick. Do you think you're going to read tomorrow that one of the most prominent conservative talk show hosts in America was preempted on his leading station on the night of the debate? Do you think you're going to read that anywhere tomorrow? Will it be in the news tomorrow? No, it won't be in the news. The same vermin who will not report that the mass murderer who shot those four women in Seattle on Saturday was not an Hispanic, but in fact was a Muslim immigrant. Do you know why they're not reporting it? Of course you do, because it would immediately throw the election in Donald's favor. Because they'd say, God, this guy is right. We can't let any more Syrians in, no more Muslims in, and we got to stop the immigration. So they threw that story out and lied about it. You're not going to read about me being thrown off the air, are you?
I don't think so, sir. And
all right, well, I'm sending you scorched earth anyway. Even though when I send you a book, it doesn't count for the overall sales, so it doesn't boost the list in any way. Don't think I'm getting anything out of it. I'm not... I gave 1,000 books away. You wouldn't go as a sale. You understand that? It's simply to spread my message out of restoring the nation after Obama, which is, of course, why they're blocking it. Well, I'm going to try and catch my breath this hour and be with you right through the end, assuming that the electronics hold up and we don't lose connection for whatever the reasons are. But before we go to break, I think I should take another couple of calls. KSFO, Peter, line one. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael, I have a few things here. Like I was telling the guy, I'm not scripting this. This is from my heart. First of all, I really want to thank you for being a voice crying in the wilderness. And originally I was calling because I wanted to ask you if you think it was really correlated with what you went over on the last hour regarding the debates and Hillary's health. And since I've been listening and waiting on the line so long, not a complaint, I think you've already answered my question, so I do see that this is exactly...
I don't know, because they did it to me without notifying me. They didn't know what I was going to talk about. I don't submit scripts. I don't submit scripts or even an outline of what I'm going to say in advance. That's one thing. I have total freedom of speech. However, to do it to me on a day like today, the number one show on WABC... Remember, this is the number one show on that station. If it was a marginal show, I couldn't even raise my voice in protest. But if you compare it to the two idiots they put on in my place... Two left-wing fanatics who have very low ratings, I think you can draw your own conclusions.
Yeah, and I live in the Bay Area, so I know I set the bar low because the majority here, I said the majority, truth doesn't matter and the Constitution doesn't matter, but I really...
No, take a look at the San Francisco newspaper. Take a look at their obsession with one or two topics. They never, ever report anything that may awaken the people to the danger that they are in. They never, ever talk about the nightmare that is just around the corner. Even when the nightmare comes home to roost, they won't report it unless the perpetrator is white with blonde hair and blue eyes. I'm sending you scorched earth, my friend. Maybe you'll give it to a liberal in your neighborhood who is willing to open their eyes to the dangers that we are in. The good news is the latest Bloomberg poll, which is extremely liberal, says that Hillary is losing a large number of millennials and women as this situation goes on and on and on. She's losing them in droves. Trump is up. It's neck and neck, which means he's pulling away. You see, when they say it's a neck and neck race, it means Trump's ahead by 10 points. Because I don't know one conservative, I've never met one in my entire career who's ever answered a poll on a phone. I hang up. If I get called at home and they say I'm with this, I hang up right away. I don't know any conservative who ever gets called. This is the Savage Nation. I got some great callers, and I thank you for that one, my friend. I want to take one more right now. Mark on KFAY Radio, thank you for calling while you still can. What's on your mind?
I'm afraid that they're trying to do to you what they did here with the Charlotte riots to get us away from the bombings and stuff. They've got you off a point by doing this, and the message is that we've got to stick together. Does that make sense?
Well, what did they do in Charlotte? I don't quite know what you mean, getting you off point. How did they do that?
Covered the Charlotte to get us not to pay attention to the bombings that went up in New Jersey and all that. And they've the same.
Oh, you mean to not even show the violence by Black Lives Matter and the other fine folks who are funded by George Soros, the disruptors of our society?
They want us.
Yeah. Okay, my friend. Scorched earth goes out to you. When I come back, your calls right up to the top of the hour. Listen to me. If for some reason the show goes off the air, it will have nothing to do with me.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Oh, boy, one of these days. These are the days that test men's souls, aren't it? Especially when you're in my position. Here's what somebody wrote me on Facebook. Tina Padovani Brown says, I was listening to your show at lunch today, as I always do, and I was so taken aback by what they did to you today. I can't believe that on a day like today, when we need you the most, that they would take you off the air and put someone who is so biased to the left, it's unthinkable. They were attacking Trump, saying he's an egomaniac, blah, blah, blah. She said I would be upset as well, especially when you have the highest ratings on that station, best-selling books, and were just inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. The media is obviously owned by the left. I will be watching the debate tonight. No matter what happens, I'm still voting for Donald Trump. Well, now you know the fix is in. So they took me out first. They took me out first. WMAL in Washington. Donna, welcome to the Savage Nation. Donna, go ahead, please.
Thank you. God bless you, Dr. Savage. I want you to know I called up there, and they're getting inundated with callers, your listeners, who are going to bat for you. So I just wanted you to know that we...
Well, I want to be clear that I did not tell anyone to call that station. It's that simple. Well, but I appreciate what my listeners are doing on their own. Was I on the air on WMAL during those hours?
You were on for the beginning of the show, and then we lost you for a few minutes.
Well, you have me now. I guess you're listening online, and I am going to send you scorched earth if you'll stay on the line. WMAL again. Drew on WMAL in Washington. I got to tell you, my heart is irregular beating right now. I'm very upset. You know, when you've been through a fight, your adrenaline goes up. And when you were attacked without knowing you were being attacked, and then you react to this, there's a long-term effect upon your health. And right now, I mean, I'm strong. I'm still sitting here. I'm not like I'm dying. I'm not a fainting flower. But this kind of subterfuge, this underhandedness from people who make a fortune off your talent is astounding to me. It's bad enough having to face the world and the risk that we run in this business every day just getting on the air and saying what we have to say. But when it's done to you from within...
How would you feel if it was done to you from within? You wouldn't be as outraged as I am? Well, I guess you would be. KFAQ in Oklahoma, Marty, line one, fire away, 30 seconds or less.
Yeah, Dr. Savage, just calling to let you know, your unrelenting patriotism is being censored by the liberal media bias and these pusillanimous sycophants who feel like they have this power over you. They're craven idiots.
Well, I'll tell you this. If the microcephalics do this to me tomorrow, I'm going to be off the air for the rest of the week. I may not come back. If they do this to me again, with or without my knowledge, I will be off the air Wednesday, and that's the end of it. I'll let someone else decide my fate. I will not take this anymore. I've drawn the line, and this is not Obama talking about Syria. This is Michael Savage drawing the red line. You hear me?
Savage.
Welcome back. So we're waiting for the great debate. And as you know, my whole show today was about, well, what was the title of today's show? Tonight's debate, The Fix Is In. What happened? I was knocked off the air without my knowledge. I didn't learn about it in advance. They took me off my number one affiliate in New York. I mean, I have like 250 stations. And everyone knows this is the biggest of the entire network. It's the crown jewel. And it's like to live and die in L.A. I told you that before. Now, ever since I've been on that station, I beat my number one competitor, and I've been number one in that station for a long while now. In fact, my day part, the Savage Nation with Michael Savage, beats the nearest competitor by a very large margin, but especially the two characters who are sitting and gloating on the air that they've conducted a coup. The numbers I cannot give you. It's, I guess, confidential stuff. But the audience, the average quarter hour audience is, I don't know, almost 60% higher on my show. That's in 12 plus, and it's even higher in the 25-54 numbers. So why would a station take a show that's 40% lower in ratings and use these guys who are clearly in the pocket of Hillary Clinton, which, they, by the way, they're allowed to be and entitled to be, as I am a strong supporter of Trump. They have every right to be supportive of Hillary. However, they have their own show before mine, and the ratings don't reflect a very big listenership. My ratings, on the other hand, reflect a very large listenership on that flagship station. So who would make that decision to do this to me, and why would they do it on the night of such a debate? Well, it's called media bias. There's no other reason for it, in my opinion. Of course, I have to say my opinion. Tonight's debate, The Fix Is In, that I'm talking about Hillary's health. I'm giving you the pharmacology of levodopa, which is used to treat Parkinson's, and many of the symptoms that she has been exhibiting match the side effects of levodopa, and suddenly I find out that I've been taken off the air without my knowledge. I would think that taking somebody off the air without notifying them on your flagship station is an act of subterfuge. I would not say that that's a very congenial or collegial act. Would you say that's a collegial way to do business with someone, is to not notify them or their producer? How would you analyze that one? So there's a lot at stake tonight, and obviously my message is strong. And let's not forget that I won the nomination to the National Radio Hall of Fame. They didn't. I have a book out that's a New York Times bestseller called Scorched Earth, Restoring the Country After Obama, which hopefully now maybe you'll go read when you see what I'm up against here. So what exactly is in my message in restoring the country after Obama that they're so afraid of? What is it they want buried? Our scorched earth, life under Trump, death under Clinton. Hillary Clinton, crime and no punishment. Well, that's just chapter one. There are other chapters. Our internal enemies, maybe that's something they didn't want to hear in New York. Obama is invading his own nation. Then I list the most dangerous subversive organizations in the United States. And I name them: National Lawyers Guild, the ACLU. Do you think that they have any influence over some of the folks in the radio business? There's another subchapter: Hollywood fought fascism, now it must fight Islamofascism. Corruption festers in both parties. Diversity is destroying democracy. Those are some of the headlines in my book. The Palestinians and Hitler worked together to exterminate Jews. That is in my book. How guns saved Jews from the Nazis and why the left wants your guns. That is in the book. Our immediate challenge is low information voters on the left and right. Communists use sexual liberation and repression to undermine us. Religion is a Trojan horse. It's not xenophobic to fear fundamentalist Muslims. Political deviants have poisoned our finest institutions. You think some of these sub-heads in scorched earth have offended some people in some industries around there? Our shame, watching sailors apologize for being captured under Obama. Our complacency, will the victors speak Arabic? How to win at cyber warfare, bring back UAC and call it LAC. And then finally I end with our future, the coming economic collapse, question mark. They'll burn, by the way, they'll burn the, if Trump wins, they will burst the economy. They'll blame Republicans immediately. They have the plans. It's all set up. They could pull the lever on this economy in 1 second and bust it. The whole thing's a fake anyway. The whole economy is a house of cards. Goofball has been printing money for 8 years now. Goofus has been printing money and taking airplane rides around the world on your dime as the greatest president in history by buying votes. You know, in the old days in Chicago, I understand, they used to buy votes by giving out little $2 bottles of liquor to get people to come in and vote. They don't have to do that anymore. Now they give them Obamacare, they give them phone cards, unlimited welfare. You know, you see, that's a worry. They've really up the ante. And I close Scorched Earth with a welcome revolution comes to America, and the sleeping giant will awaken, how Eddie will save America. I'm not going to read from my own book. I wish you will. And I hope that if you have a copy, you'll buy another one, especially now you see what I'm up against, and you'll give it to a friend who might not know exactly what is going on, okay? WMAL, Kyle, line one, go ahead, what's on your mind?
Dr. Savage, you talked about this past summer that you had talked to a palm reader, and he had told you that you're going to have an amazing end of the year and beginning of the year, and I don't think this is how it starts. I think that you being positive and you just taking this full frontal force of these on the left, all their attacks they're doing right now, it's to get in your head, and I know that you're going to stay on the air. I know that you're a positive guy when it comes to spreading the message of borders, language, and culture, and I just...
Well, what are you saying, that the fortune teller predicted that I would be facing such kind of stuff as this?
I'm saying that the fortune teller told you that you're going to have a bright future, and it's not this. This is not going to be the dark future.
Well, he said that November big changes were coming in my life, in November, huge changes, and he also said 2017 would bring me a new responsibility and a new acclaim that even I never expected, but he said it will be your harvest year, receiving all of the rewards for all of the years of hard work. That's what he said. I guess that's the harvest year I'm getting in New York today. Their idea of a harvest is to steal your crop.
Well, they are stealing your message. That's...
Well, it's like the Revolutionary War. Wait a minute. That's a very interesting metaphor if you want me to develop it. What did I tell you Scorched Earth stands for? When the enemy attacks or retreats in a Scorched Earth policy, they burn your crops and they shoot your livestock? That's sort of a Scorched Earth attack on me, is it not? What just happened? Taking me off the air and putting on two guys whose ratings are much lower than mine, who have no national presence? Wouldn't you say that's a sort of Scorched Earth policy?
They're scorching your message.
Yeah. Well, scorched they are. I'll send you a copy of the book. I guess after the show, I'll take a very long walk up a long, long hill. Well, there's a big heat wave out here. I don't think I'll take a long walk up a long hill. I may just stay in an air-conditioned studio for a while till the debates come on. But look, I want to get back to the debates for 1 minute. The guys put together such great sound about the media bias for tonight. And we have for you something I'm going to play right now. It's a montage of, guys, this is the number two I'm going to call for, Robert, not one. Here is a debate flashback to Cindy Crowley, the creature from the Black Lagoon, who was brought in to save Obama's butt. If you remember, Obama was destroyed in the first debate. Everyone thought it was over. Even weak Romney beat him because Obama was unprepared. He is exactly what he was, an unprepared, loud-voiced liar. So he beat him in number one. They didn't know what to do, so CNN brought this creature in Cindy Crowley, who injected herself into the debate and derailed Romney for the rest of the two debates. They're going to do the same tonight. You watch for it. Listen to clip two.
The suggestion that anybody in my team, whether the Secretary of State, our UN ambassador, anybody on my team, would play politics or mislead when we've lost four of our own, Governor, is offensive. That's not what we do. That's not what I do as president. That's not what I do as commander-in-chief.
Governor, if you want to reply quickly, please.
I think it's interesting. The president just said something which is that on the day after the attack, he went to the Rose Garden and said that this was an act of terror.
That's what I said.
You said in the Rose Garden, the day after the attack, it was an act of terror. It was not a spontaneous demonstration. Is that what you're saying?
Please proceed, Governor.
I want to make sure we get that for the record, because it took the president 14 days before he called the attack in Benghazi an act of terror.
Get the transcript.
He did, in fact, sir. So let me call it an act of terror.
Can you say that a little louder, Candy?
He did call it an act of terror. It did as well take 2 weeks or so for the whole idea of there being a riot.
Candy Crowley belongs in the Museum of the Media Corpses. For what she did during that debate, she so disgraced herself and the media forever. But you're going to see worse tonight, as sure as I'm sitting here. You know and I know what Lester Holt is liable to do to Trump tonight. And look, you know, the show is almost over. I got 15 minutes, a little ad here and there, and then some more talk. But we're going to all watch this tonight. There's some of you are going to have debate parties. I was going to have friends over, but since I have none, I'm going to be with my dog watching the debate. That way I can focus on the debate so I can be here for you tomorrow. And I got to tell you something else. I'm going to say it again so you get it on the record. I know many of you are faithful and loyal listeners and followers of this program and have been for years. My family is flying to New York tomorrow. I was supposed to have gone with them. I didn't schedule it properly when it was planned. I would love to go with them, and I would have broadcast from, of all places, WABC the rest of the week. Yeah, right. And then gone on to another location in Florida to broadcast. But because of the debates, I said to Cumulus at Westwood One, just yesterday, I said I'd love to be going with my family, but like I'm loyal to this audience, I cannot be off the air tomorrow. They'll never forgive me. They said, okay, you're right. They need you. You got to be on the air. So I'm going to be alone because of that. And this is the reward I got for sacrificing a family event once again for my career. I got to tell you something. I'm at a point in my life where every night I ask myself, how much sacrifice is necessary in this world? I told you I have a friend, a military guy, and I'm not comparing myself to men who actually take bullets and dodge bullets. But this one did and does. And he said, you know, Michael, as a former Navy SEAL, and my buddies, we all listened to you. He said, you've done 21 or 22 tours of duty. You know, you could leave any time you want. Nobody would think that you're ducking the responsibility. But I resigned, you see, after that. I resigned for another tour of duty for the next year, and I thought everything would be sort of smooth sailing, given that, you know, all things being equal, I thought that I'd have the support that I need. And then I wake up to a day like today, the night of the biggest debate in the history of the media, with everything at stake. And I find out that one person had the power to do this to me without my knowledge. And to be honest with you, I still haven't. It takes me usually 2 days to actually respond to an act against me. I'm very insulated. Usually I feel it the next day or the day after. It takes me 2 days to react emotionally. Today I reacted almost right away. But I think that it's going to have a bigger reaction on me tomorrow, the next day. I got to tell you that. And so we'll see what happens tomorrow. If I'm not here tomorrow, if I am not on in New York tomorrow, rather, I will not be on the air for the rest of this week and maybe forever. I'll tell you right now. I laid down a gauntlet. I will not permit this to happen again at a time like this, especially when I have sacrificed so much to be on the air tomorrow. You can mark it down. If they do this to me again tomorrow, I will not be on the air for the rest of the week because I will be too sick to perform. How's that? Does that work for you? There's only so much anybody can take in this world. Moreover, I don't need this. Let me be very clear. I don't need this headache and this heartache. I don't need it. I don't need it. I don't need the bestsellers. I don't need to kill myself to write books and promote books. I don't need any of it. Why am I doing it then? Well, I guess it's because I'm an egomaniac like Donald Trump, who's only doing it for himself. And Hillary, of course, is not an egomaniac. She's doing it for the betterment of America and mankind, as you well know. That's the narrative. And, of course, those in the media that you watch every day, they have no ego. Blondie on Fox News has no ego whatsoever. No. She does it for the betterment of humanity. So let's take one more call here on this issue of the tonight debate. Tonight's debate. Robert on KSFO line 5. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Michael, this is scary as hell what they're doing to you. I mean, you know, just thinking about the fact that I could wake up and you won't be on the air tomorrow, you know, that's scary as hell. And I'd also like to remind you that what John Kerry had said about that America shouldn't air any more of the terrorist attacks, and, you know, you couldn't even find anything on any of the mall shooting all weekend long.
That's correct, other than he was an Hispanic, right. And it turns out he was not an Hispanic. He was a Muslim from Turkey and an immigrant. And the vermin in the media buried that story. And John Kerry is a Nazi through and through, his dirty black heart. His filthy, evil darkness. He's the heart of darkness, John Kerry.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Okay, so here's the media cover-up now. Remember the Washington Mall shooting conducted by the Muslim immigrant? They say he was zombie-like at arrest. Already they're covering it up that he was, it wasn't that he was a terrorist. Oh, no, there's no connection to terrorism. Just ask Obama, or ask Jay Johnson, or ask Kerry. There was no relationship to terrorism, even though he was a Muslim and an immigrant, and he killed four women in cold blood. We read now that the shooting suspect was zombie-like at arrest. They're setting it up that it was a matter of a mental illness. See, not terrorism, because Muslims can suffer mental illness as well, and especially Muslim immigrants, because they're under such pressure in a racist nation. Now you understand what I mean by media bias. Now, with regard to my own situation, I have 50 seconds left to say this. Make believe you're the star player on the New York Yankees, and it's the World Series. And as you get up for that game, you're told that they're putting in a replacement for you, even though you're the star player, with a farm team player from the Hartford Eagles. You'd say to the manager, wait a minute, you're putting in a guy from the Hartford Eagles who's not even on the Yankees to play in the World Series? And the guy says, yeah, screw you, I'm going to do what I want. It's not your team. Now you'll understand the rest of the story. Now you'll understand a little behind the scenes of what I've been dealing with for a couple of years with not a lot of individuals, only a few. The rest of them are just great. You know about media bias, don't you? Now you've heard the rest of the story.